Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Flooding strikes again in Sudan, where war has already left people desperate for hope. Then, Pray with Keys for Kids as they prepare gospel resources for speakers of Mandarin. We'll unpack this story for you in just a few moments. But first, heavy rains have overwhelmed at least 21 locations in Sudan, raising fears of waterborne disease in a nation whose healthcare system is already crippled by war. A gospel worker we'll call John says,
flooding is absolutely a massive issue, and it's a growing one. I think last year, something like 180,000 people were displaced in Sudan by flooding.
10 million people are on the run in Sudan. Some belong to ethnic groups that are being actively hunted by one of the warring parties.
In Darfur, flooding is a significant issue. But one of the greater issues is the genocidal targeting of specific tribes to possess their land.
This week, Sudanese authorities indicted leaders of the Rapid Support Forces for genocide tied to mass ethnic killings in Darfur. Human rights groups say the RSF is trying to drive out non-Arab communities, but hope remains.
The teams that I am connected with on the ground, they're seeing a real openness to the gospel. We are seeing a great movement in IDP camps in Darfur as people are absolutely desperate to make sense of their suffering.
You can send help and hope to Sudan by partnering with John's organization. We'll connect you at our website.
You're seeing the enemy driving the world to the edge, and God is there.
Next, amid the devastating flash floods that hit Uttarakhand, India on Tuesday, Mission Cry has a container with Bibles and Christian resources on the way to northern India. The materials may face scrutiny, as bringing Bibles in can be illegal and requires navigating anti-conversion laws.
There's a very real spiritual battle taking place.
Reverend Jason Wolford with Mission Cry tells us,
when we send a container, it's $11,000, but that has $500,000 worth of free Bibles and Christian books in it. But this particular container to India, we have to pay more, and we have to do things that basically give money to some people to be able to get this cleared secretly with no issues.
Mission Cry is sponsoring a Bible drive that encourages people to get involved by donating and engaging their churches.
Sometimes it's hard for us to understand the importance of a Bible because the average home in America has 6 Bibles sitting on its shelf. We're talking about a place where people make $10 to $75, maybe $100 a month if they're lucky. And they can't afford a Bible. And so when we're sending Bibles and Christian books, they love them, they cherish them, they hug them, they cry.
Pray for the people who are still missing in the aftermath of the flooding, and pray that these resources will reach the right people. You can find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And some areas of ministry are so covert, they rarely make headlines. Today, we're getting a glimpse into a sensitive story from Keys for Kids Ministries, because they can't do it alone. Keys for Kids is translating their devotionals into Mandarin for children who may never hear the gospel otherwise. It's one of the most spiritually restricted areas of outreach. Keys for Kids' Greg Yoder explains.
There are literally spies in the United States looking for the work that we're doing. There are some spies we heard in Chinese national churches here in the United States. And so it's hard work that we're doing. And yet God is blessing. God has protected us.
Keys for Kids is also translating its teen devotional, Unlocked, into Mandarin.
People are looking for spiritual truth, but unfortunately, they don't always find the truth, Jesus Christ. Sometimes they find it in other things. And so we're praying earnestly that as these young people, as these families begin searching for spiritual truth, that they will find the work of Jesus Christ through the ministry of Keys for Kids Ministries, through our devotionals, whether it be our Keys for Kids devotional or our Unlocked devotional.
Details on the sensitive project and prayer points can be found at our website. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.